we'll start again from Nun Gimel Omer Aleph at the bottom. Hanoder min hayerek b'shar shnei shavua. Person makes a neder not to eat yerek during one of the regular years of Shemitah, but not the Shemitah year. So also b'yirokos hagina, omutu b'yirokos hasoda. Stam yirokos are garden vegetables and not wild vegetables. B'shviyis, with the garden vegetables or hefker for the aniyim, and the ashirim have to go and eat the wild ones. So v'shviyis also b'yirokos hasoda, omutu b'yirokos hagina. Amra vo mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel lo shonu elav makom she'en mevi'en yerek mechutz la'aretz. It's only in a place where they don't bring in vegetables from chutz la'aretz during Shemitah. Aval b'makom she'mevi'en yerek mechutz la'aretz aser. But in a place where they do, then there's also yerokos gina during Shemitah from chutz la'aretz. Kitanoi, and this is a shaila whether machlokus, whether you bring yerokos from chutz la'aretz or not. Ein v'in yerek min chutz la'aretz la'aretz, right? That's what Tanakhama says. Rabbi Chanim Gamil Amr v'in yerek min chutz la'aretz la'aretz. My time in the man Amr ein v'in. B'chara should be pashut. You should be allowed to import vegetables from chutz la'aretz to bring to Eretz Israel during Shemitah. So what's the reason of the person who says you can't bring them? My time in the Amr ein v'in. Amr b'yirmiyah mishum gush. Because the Eretz Ha'amim is metame. And we're afraid that you'll bring them together with a clump of earth and it'll bring tumah to Eretz Yisrael. But out the political, social ideas of bringing in Yerek from Chutz La'aretz during Shemitah, the Gemara didn't seem to be concerned about that. More concerned about tumah Eretz Ha'amim and not other considerations. That we'll wait till Shemitah and hear about people who are tainas, that they bring in Yerek from Chutz La'aretz or bring in, Yerokos from Goyim or whatever. See the Gemara? In the time of the Gemara, they used to bring the Yerokos from Chutz La'aretz. Well, yeah, they bring from Chutz La'aretz from Europe too. Okay, Rashi. Loshonu de Bishviyis Mutter be Yerokos Hagina Ela B'makru Shein Mevim Yerok Mechutz La'aretz. Because then the Yerokos Hagin are not available during Shemitah, so he couldn't have meant that's what he's making the nether from. The Kivin She'in Mevi'im Vade Lo Nader Ela Me'osim Shinestap Kimshon Hainu Me'Yerokos Hasada Ulahachi Mutter B'Shalginah. When he made the nether, he meant the Yerokos that normally you eat. And during Shemitah, the normal Yerokos that people eat are the Yerokos Hasada. Avamachim She'mevi'in Oser Ap Yerokos Hagina Hov regilim lechol shom ben yirokos hasoda ben yirokos hagina. Since in that place there are garden vegetables that you could eat by the ones that are brought from chutz la'aretz, the vavi adaiti dohachi nader. So that's what he meant when he made his nether to include both of them. Kitanoi ledaita demandi omer ein mevin yirokos the lididei mutter biyirokos gina va'aser biyirokos sada the kiven de ein mevin lo oleha nader lemandi omer mevin aser ap biyirokos gina. Mishum gush shem yesh me offer chutz la'aretz b'ikrayu v'tamei mishum sofik meis. Right, they were matame the offer of chutz la'aretz gave it tumas eretz ha'amim, and the reason was because maybe there were meisim that were mixed up into that offer. Okay, Mishnah min hakruv osur ba'asparagus min ha'asparagus mutter b'kruv. You made a neder not to eat cabbage. So here again, the Gra has a different Girsa. No, the Gra just says that what asparagus is. Asparagus is a kind of haigon. He brings down is a kind of kruv, kind of cabbage that you soak in wine, right? He says in Greek, asparagus is the morning wine. Wine you drink in the morning is called asparagus. So this asparagus is not the wine, it's the kruv that you soak in wine. This is, okay, so if you made a nether not to eat kruv, so you're not allowed to eat asparagus either, because it's kruv basically just soaked in wine. But if you made a nether not to eat asparagus, then mutter be kruv, because that's not regular cabbage. You didn't mean regular cabbage, you meant only that. mina grisim also b'makfe. If you made a neder not to eat grisim, so you can't eat makfe either. Makfe has grisim in it. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi says no. People don't call grisim makfe grisim. Mina makfe mutter b'grisim. If you made a neder not to eat the makfe is not the gravy, but it's the tavlin and all that we had before. That's in the thing. It has maybe have greasing in it, but when you made a neder not to eat makfa, you didn't mean greasing. Mina makfa osur b'shum. If you made a neder not to eat makfa, makfa has garlic in it, so you can't eat shum. That's also included. Rabbi Yossi mater, and Rabbi Yossi says no, makfa does not, even though there's shum in it, but shum by itself is not included in makfa. If you made a neder not to eat shum, that's shum, but not shum that's mixed into the makfa. Minho adoshim osur ba'ashishim. Right? If you made a neder not to eat adoshim, so osur ba'ashishim. So you, what's it called? The grove here also brings on Yushalmi. Adoshim are in the ashishim. There's all different kinds, honey and all sorts of different kinds of things that go into ashishim, but it has some adoshim in it. So if you made a neder not to eat adoshim, that includes adoshim that are in the ashishim. That's also called adoshim, because mainly a lentil dish. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's mutter. That's not what you meant. You meant regular, plain adoshim. You didn't mean a dish made with adoshim. Mino ashishim mutter b'adoshim. If you made a neder not to eat ashishim, so that not doesn't include plain adoshim. Chita chitim shani toim. He said chita and chitim that I'm not going to taste it. Osir bohen, you're not allowed to eat wheat. Bein kemach bein apas, can eat kernels of wheat, nor flour, nor what's it called, bread, greasing. Shani toim osir bohen bein chayim bein mevushalim. He said grease, greasing, so that includes all kinds of beans, right? I guess it's beans or what, some kind of kidneys, whether they're raw or cooked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, konim grease o chita shani toi mutter lakus chai. If you said just grease or chita, that doesn't mean individual grains, because you don't ask yourself on one individual grain. So grease and chita means the dishes that are made from them. So you're allowed to chew on a grain of wheat by itself. That's not what you intended to ask. Rashi, also asparagus, the havi bichlal kruv, the min kruvu. Asparagus is a type of cabbage, like the Gros says that you soak in wine. Mutter bikruv, the ain kruv bichlal asparagus. But if you ask it asparagus, that does not include all regular cabbage. Also bishum, shenosni menu bikdeira, the hainu bichlal makta. Part of the makfe, right, that goes into the stock that that you prepare together with the meat is garlic. Mutter b'makfe, dein makfe b'chlau shum. But if you, what's it called, just made a nether about shum, that doesn't include makfe. Osir b'makfe shall grisim. Mutter b'grisim, yivri have called dein grisim b'chlau makfe. Everybody holds that grisim is not part of what you meant when you said makfe. Mina makve shall grisim. Rabbi Yossi mater, the ksover ain makve bechlal grisim. He holds it also makve is not included in the grisim, and the chachamim hold no, it is. Osir b'shum shall makve. Osir b'ashishim b'pas shemu'ura bo kemach adoshim. Ashishim is, Rashi says, is a bread that you mix in lentil flour. Yesh bechlal adoshim ashishim, and therefore it's considered what's it called, like adoshim, because it's main, it's a lentil dish, lentil bread. Umino ashishim divrei akolhi. Rabbi Yehuda omer konim gris o chita shani toim mutter lakus chita vigoris stam the law omer chita chitim. He didn't say chita and chitim, goris grisim. The kesover Rabbi Yehuda goris o chita mevusholim mashma. When you say goris or grisim, you don't mean individual grains. You mean a dish made of, what's it called, of chita. Chita doesn't mean a grain of wheat. It means a wheat dish. Chayim lo mashma. Therefore, it has to be something cooked. Rabbi Yehuda lo poligel v'tanakav. He's not arguing, he's just giving a new case. Okay, Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, chita shani toim osur la'afos umutur lakus. If you said, I'm not going to eat a chita, you didn't mean one grain. So therefore you're allowed to chew on a grain of wheat, but you're not allowed to eat a dish made out of wheat or a bread made out of wheat. Chitim shani toim. If you said chitim, so then you could mean a lot of individual grains. Then asur lakus umutur lathos. Then just the opposite. You're not allowed to chew on the grains themselves, because chitim means grains, right? But you're allowed to have a dish from a bread made out of, because that's not called chitim, that's called pas. Chitim shani toim asur bein lakus chita chitim shani toim. If you said both chita chitim, then asur bein lakus bein lathos. Then you can't chew on the grains and you can't also eat the bread. Goris shani toim asur levashel mutar lakus. Same thing goes with grisim. If you said goris, you didn't obviously mean one bean or whatever grisim come in, right? One grain of it. You meant a dish made out of it. Therefore, you're allowed to chew on the grains, but you're not allowed to cook grisim. Grisim shanitoim. If you said grisim, then you could have meant only the grains of grisim. So then you can't chew them raw, but mutlavashel. You didn't aser a dish made out of them. Grisim, you said both, shanitoim aser ben lavashel ben lakos. Then both things are aser. Rashi. Aser lafos, da daiti de hochi omar chita. That's why you said chita. Kedei lafos de chita gargar echod mashma gargar loka omar. Yivali didn't mean one grain of wheat. So when you said chita, you meant a dish made out of wheat. You're referring to the type, not to the specific grain. Chitim mashma chayim. Chitim, on the other hand, means grains of wheat. Goris mashma vushel. Well, you said goris, the same thing. You didn't mean one bean. You meant a bean, a type of bean dish. Grisi mashma no michaim. But grisi means separate beans, separate grains or whatever. Okay, hadron lecha nodem en avushul. Hadron lecha nodem en avushul.
Some another. The guy who made the nether, I mean, all these things, he should know what he meant.
Yes and no. Because we said we read in the beginning, right? Because what your people, evil has to be shoven. So you... What's it called? You said this lashon, and we take on you meant this, right? If later on the guy tells us, "No, I think I meant something else," we're machmer and say that this is what it means. This is what you said, right? Unless he says specifically that I didn't mean the other thing, then it could be that he's not. But here he's playing general, and now he's coming to us to ask us what's included in that. So this lashon means this, and this lashon.